everybody agrees that the Chola Pocha says a din of emun chater kule. So when one says mumer, he doesn't mean mumer the brachot, but he means mumer al chater kule. So the Rosh could be explained in accordance with the Shita of the Miri. One second. The Shita of the Miri. That Shedine Kiakum, in other words, because not that he passes like Mandoma, mean. And not because he agrees with the Berikabais, that the Machlikes is in regard to in the Makbit, but Lachis Mameshim Chomim Godel Mizeh. But that the we passed like the Maker, that he is not a mean. He's just a Mumer. But Mumer means Mumer Chatere Kole. Yes, what is it? Of course, he's talking about Lachis Mamesh. There is no doubt that the Rosh talks about Lachis Mamesh. Lachis Mamesh. Anyway, because you see, no. One second. You see, the Rosh does discuss in Makbid. He does discuss in Makbid also, but this statement that the two sides. Adeli Ovizal Kosav has reference to Lachis Mamesh because it's mentioned after the Shiras Rashbo. And the Rashbo discusses it in connection because that's the Rashbo, the whole Shach Levitarye, in Tiras Abayis, Berek Abayis, Mishmeres Abayis. So the Rashbo says that Eine Makbit, so that's a Mumel Dovrechot. Eine Makbit is a Mumel Dovrechot. But he discusses the Rashba discusses Lahachis Mamesh. And so first he mentions that the Rashba says that Lahachis Mamesh, so it's only kosher the Evet if there are two prerequisites. And then he says Vadini of his Alkosa. So naturally, he has reference to what the Rosh says in respect to Lahachis Mamesh. But the Rosh does discuss in the Makbi too. Now, Mumel Echod Mishor Averis. That's the shit of most Hashem. The Rambam Zal Hitzra Gamkim Tikasak. The Hanemilel is sure of Eris. Chutzma Vidizore Vichel Shabi Faresi. Avu Mumel Echot Meilu Havre Kiakum Gom. So vis-a-vis Vidizore. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's Bitzine. Or b'faresi, vis-a-vis Chil Shabbos, there is a difference between Michal Shabbos b'tzine and Michal Shabbos b'faresi. Michal Shabbos b'tzine does not have a din of imum v'chater kule. Michal Shabbos b'faresi has a din of imum v'chater kule. What is called tzine and what is called faresi? Now, the lotion in certain gemores, the expression b'faresi is used. The gemore in Erevim doesn't use the expression faresi. But Mumer lechal Shabbos begilu ponim with chutzpah. I mean, but it's usually assumed that it's the same thing. I mean, gilu ponim, faresi, the same thing. Now, what does it mean, faresi? So the Rashbo says, the Jewish Rashbo says, that it means if he was Michal Shabbos leine asor misroel. Leine asor misroel. Now, the Tvoshea says that it doesn't mean dafke in the presence of 10 Jews. But as long as it was done in such a way that he knew that 10 Jews would know about it, so it's also considered b'faresi. Also, anyway, the Rashbo says that it means asor miyisrael. Faresi means asor miyisrael. This is what the Rashbo says. And all the achreinim mention that Rashbo, that this is the criterion whereby we determine is whether he's Michal Shabbos B'tzine or Michal Shabbos B'faresi, whether he does it Asor Miyisroel or not. Where do we get Asor Miyisroel? That we get that the Gemara mentions in Sanhedrin Ligabe Kiddush Hashem. So in other words, you're not mechuyev to be misanefesh yourself for the Averes, other than the three Averes, Mizorik L'Rash, Mizdamim. But if it is mischavin la'avirei, and it's b'faresie, if the anus is mischavin la'avirei, and it's b'faresie, so then you have to misanefesh yourself for all the avirei shematel. In other words, if an anus forces a Jew to eat nivele, and mischavin la'avirei la'das, So if it's mitzine, not in the presence of 10 Jews, he doesn't have to be misanavish himself. But if it's in the presence of 10 Jews, he has to. So the Gemara says, Mifaresye, and what is Mifaresye? Asor Mishoel. Asor Mishoel. So over there, the Gemara learns it out because we need dashti we say of Nei Israel. So that means Asor. But the Rashbo applies it to Michal Shabi Faresi as well. And all the Achaini mentioned that Jew is a Rashbo. Now, there is a Gemara in Erev, Daf Samachtes, I think, in Pirik Hador, that tends to indicate that the criterion for Faresie versus Sine is something else, something other than 10 Jews or less than 10 Jews. The Gemara, now the halacha is that a mumea, or abdizore, or the halacha is that an akum cannot be mevatel issues. A Yisrael can be mevatel issues. A mumea, the chalshabi Faresie, or mumea abdizore, cannot be mevatel issues. So you have to be sechamoki. In other words, if you live with a goy in the same apartment building, so you cannot just ask the goy he should be mevatel the issues. It's ineffective. But in order to be allowed to carry in that apartment building, you'll have to rent out the whole yard, I mean the whole chotzer, everything, from the akum. It's only like Yerub Alamin, it doesn't have to be a real schir smoking. But from Yisrael, you don't have to be sechir smoking. So all you have to do is that the Yisrael should be mevatel issues. Mumer, any mevatel issues, he's incapable of being mevatel issues because he's gakum chodvorov. So the Gemara mentions a story that Rabbi Nakodesh was walking in the street, in the Rishus Rabbi, and then he saw a Jew carrying something that was not a tachshit. Tachshit you're allowed to carry. That he was not a... So when that Jew saw Rabbi Nakodesh from far, he put it in his pocket. He hid it. He hid it. So Rebbe said, Rabbi Yudan Ossi said, ki yin ho mivat al Rishus. So the pshat over there is, since this Jew was ashamed to be Michal Shabbos, to carry on Shabbos in the presence of the Nosi, of Rabbin HaKodesh, so he has a din of Michal Shabbos Bitzin. So from that Gemara it appears that the criterion whereby we determine as to whether someone is in Michal Shabbos Bifachesi or Bitzin is not how many Jews witness the Chil Shabbos, whether 9 Jews witness or 10 Jews, whether there is a person before whom he is ashamed to be Michal Shabbos. So it's something else. So that's a kasha against the Rashbo. So the Asamu say that that's only Ligabe. So from that Gemara it appears that even if someone will be Michal Shabbos before 100 Jews, but if, let's say, before the Rov, he will not be Michal Shabbos, he doesn't have a din of Ki'akum Choldvorov. If there is one Jew, even before the rabbi, he is not Michal Shabbos. But he is not ashamed to be Michal Shabbos before anybody else. So he does not have a din of Michal Shabbos. That's how it appears. So there are some Achenim who want to say that that's only in regard to Bittul Jews. That's only in the Gein of the Rabbonon. Mashein Kein, Ligabi, other things. So if he's Michal Shabbos in the presence of 10 Jews, he has it. But that's strange. I mean, why should there be a special halacha in regard to Bittul Jews? All right, we'll discuss it when we go over the Mechaber and Hamor, the Shach and the Taz. Okay. Now, Vikusi or Ibn Dinei Ka'akum, Utsuki or by Susi, so the Chachomim were gazer on the Kusim and the Shimreini, that they should lose also Mishom, as also is a Ka'akum, Utsuki by Susi. Because of Arambam Shitose Asur, Vimshech and Fanin with Teres, Shane Ka'akum, El Shimonim Lema Likokan. Now the question is, but the Rambam says that Yisrael Apikeres who escaped from a tear of Mesha Rabbeinu, so Shitose Nevela is Ka'akum Chodvarov, is Ka'akum, Ika'akum Chodvarov. So why does he say, and the Rambam says in the Cheshuvah, it doesn't make any difference whether someone is Kifam Tehoh Shebechzav or Kifam Tehoh Shebalpeh. So the Bes Yosef mentions in the name of the Rambam in Pirsha Mishneh Chum, but we don't have it. In the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh Chum, we have something else. The Bes Yosef quotes a Loshna Rambam in Pirsha Mishneh, that the Rambam says that Tzodik Ubaisus themselves, so Shchitosam Asuro, even Mifachir and Reinis. But that's only Tzodik Ubaisus themselves. Tzodik Ubaisus means anyone who was raised in a Jewish environment, and then he became an apgeres, like Tzadik Obayisus. Mashiachin, the children and the grandchildren of Tzadik Obayisus, who were raised in that environment, so they have a din of a tinech and ishbo, so their shchita is kshero. Only thing is, we don't trust them. So, but if achirin rein eison, shoshdos nekshero. So in other words, so the Bais Yosef mentions that in the name of the Rambam, in Pirush HaMishnah. But the Rambam, nowadays, the Rambam says just the reverse. That if it's tukim ubay susi, shechts, even if it's achirin rein eison, so is shchitos neveil. Now, how can we reconcile these two gersois? In other words, it does not necessarily mean that one girsay excludes the other girsay, because it's very possible that the Rambam wrote more than one version, wrote more than one madure of the Pirush HaMishnah. So we have one version of the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnah, and the Bais Yosef had with him the other version. So in other words, so how can the Rambam be Seisar himself? And then the Rambam in Yod HaZoko corroborates the text that the Bais Yosef cites. The answer is there is no stira between the two texts, because it all depends. The text that we have has reference to its Tukir by Susi, who was raised in a Jewish way, and then he joined its Tukir by Susi. And the Rambam in Hilcheshchite, when he says that Shvutosi Bifoneinu is Muteres, has reference to its Tukir by Susi. Not the first generation is looking by Susim, but the second generation is looking by Susim, who were raised by parents who was looking by Susim. So anyway, so the din of the Rambam, the halach of the Rambam is that if someone is a kefir, but he was a tinek shenishbo, he was raised that way, he does not have a din of a mumul chaterekule, and he is not kakum chavav. Now we explained that's on the basis of the special zelzakosu of kol kefir bamelizore. So you raise the question, what does it mean, kol ha-kifah b'amrizore? If he's kifah b'amrizore and he's made b'chol ha-terekule, so we have to learn out from the posik, v'chisisbu, v'sasu, es kol ha-mitzvahis. So you have to learn out that kol ha-kifah b'amrizore is kifah made b'chol ha-terekule. Naturally, if he won his kifah b'amrizore and he's made b'chol ha-terekule, so he's made b'chol ha-terekule. I mean, this is a plain identity. So, and what does it mean? Kol ha-kifah b'amrizoreh is not made b'chol ha-terekuleh. So, kiyu made b'chol ha-terekuleh. So that means that if someone is kifah b'amrizoreh, he's an atheist. So he has a din of Yisroel Gomor. I mean, how is it conceivable? I mean, the Rambam says that someone is an apkeres, he's kifah b'ikri adas. So he's kakum b'chol rov. The answer is without his special zelzakosuv. So then we would say that if someone doesn't believe in the Torah, so Memele is a Mumel Chaterekule. What's the real Mumel Chaterekule? The real Mumel Chaterekule is one who abandoned the Torah, a Mishumet, who converted himself. Now it doesn't make any difference whether someone converts himself by letting certain water be poured over him, or he abandons the Torah. So Memele, if somebody doesn't believe, he should have a din of a mishum, of a mumel chaterekule. He doesn't believe in the Torah. So he should have the same din as one who officially and openly abandoned the Torah. Whether he embraces a new faith or not, he should have the same din. So, and even if he's a tinek shenishbo, because vis-a-vis a mishumet, even a tinek shenishbo, is a mumel chaterekule. And that's the real mumel chaterekule. That's the real mumel chaterekule. Mumel Avrizore has a din of a Mumel Chaterekule, but he's not the real Mumel Chaterekule. Michal Shabi Faresye has a din of a Mumel Chaterekule, but he's not Mamesh, the real Mumel Chaterekule. The real Mumel Chaterekule, according to the Rambam, is a Mishumet, as the Rambam says in the Chashur. Shnayim im Amumre. So one is who accepts another faith, even if he is not a Kefir, but he embraces another faith because of a career, because of other reasons. So he is a mishumet. In other words, a mishumet, that's the real mumel chaterekule. And a mumel avrizore is a mumel chaterekule. It means he has a din of a mumel chaterekule. So ligabi mishumet, even if he's a tinek shenishbo, still is a mumel chaterekule. It's not based upon the maisa vera. So mainly without Gzeiras HaKosov, we would say that someone is kima b'teiro, even though he's an onus. All right, so he's an onus. So mainly the halacha of Meridu Lemailin doesn't apply. But a mumul chater kolei, din of a mumul chater kolei should have and should be takum chodov. But we have a special Gzeiras HaKosov. So what's the pshat Gzeiras HaKosov? The pshat Gzeiras HaKosov is not that it an onus in apikosis does not have a din of a mumul chater kolei. The Gzeiras HaKosov tells us that we consider him as if he had been a maimon. Kolakim v'avrizor. Even though b'mtzias is not maimon b'teiro, but he's not maimon b'teiro because he's an onus. So then we consider him as if he's a maimon b'cholater kol. Till a maimon b'cholater kol. So that's the Shinez Rambi. V'mshir v'fanein v'ter ha'shenu k'akam l'shen n'monim l'im aloi kolkan. V'arashbo kosam. אם שוחד בין לבין עצמי, אפילו מחית הקזאי סבוסה ונסלי, אסור שכל מצווה שנקסו בבתיו אפילו ירזיקו בו, אין סמכים בו, עליהם. In other words, אין סמכים עליהם. In other words, that we pasken, the Rajbo paskens like a Tanakama, that the important thing is ksive, not arzik. And if it's not ksive בתיו, so he kusi is choshet. He paskens like the Tanakame, there are three Madomas, Tanakame, Kabalezea, Kapshin Gamliel. So the Rajbo paskens like Tanakame, that the important thing is Iksiva. He's Glechot, in the Absum and Lishri, become a Yisroel al Yodei. O Yisroel, O Yisroel, she is Glechot, become an apostle al Yodei Psalm. Lamedo Amorim, she is Glechot, apostle, בדובו שאיס איס נבילה, כי אם בבי שאתם ירו בשל קונה, אבל ישראל בחוצי קונה, וגם הישראל יודע כשאיר, because it shouldn't be worse than חוצי קונה פה. הוי היה ישראל אפוסל, אז מסכן אחד ושאיר תמצאו לו. Let's say, ישראל and the goy, hold one סכן ושאיר, ואין צורך לימר עם כל אחד סכן ביודע. לא אם יבואי מן שפיטה זה ישראל, אלא על די יציר, אפוסל, אלא אפילו שוחד כל אחד חובי של סימן, Ipsu. All right, now. All right, see this. Shchita de Chovim Beila, afilu Kotnim, afilu Yichida de Chovim, ki gen Gerteisho, va afilu Achen Rei Neisel. Mu merichu Nebel Yisrei Tov, mi Yisroel, bin Iksake bin Eiselei, u mu talechu Mishchito Sei, afilu Yishchei Beila bin Atzmei, vi hu sheyedi beishi yedei lecha Shchita. So in other words, it doesn't pasken, like the Tur. The Tur mentioned the name of the Rajbo, that vis-a-vis Mumarech Levelis Leitov, we applied the aloche of Rev Mitzin Zashchit and Mumchimei. But the Mordechai in the Ran, Achelik, so the Mechaba passes completely like the Mordechai in the Ran, not like the Shite of the Rajah. V'im li bodach li sakin t'chilo, so lechum shchito say, achi we cannot be say, v'im li t'lil chat chilo li shchit, afil kosher imel al gabo, בלי שאיב די כלי כושר אז עשה כנתחילו על וישמח שאיב די כנו ביסאי so in connection with someone a Jew whose knowledge in Ilche Shchita is not determined so they are the game say that it's all right like Hatchila to let him share with the expectation of testing him immediately afterwards because over there even if he'll forget so it'll still be Mutar Deevet but Shink in here if he'll forget so then it'll be also Deevet so maybe we're not allowed like Hatchila to rely on the bdike that we expect to make later on. Maybe you'll forget. Mi she shochat. Vehei tzitchei vo pamachas mitachas yodei. Im lehu zek bekach. Mut alech lahakei mishritosei. Mikol mokim donin bozeh lefirei sin adayim. Vod mashei chaitim kvon nichshal. Vraglayim lidovo mavir eneisei. Marik shirash lamed gimol. Now, the Ramo took this thing from the Marik. Now, the Marik's thing, we had in Simen Aleph. We had in Simen Aleph the Marik's thing. Now, that's the last Sif in Simen Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph. Sheikh et Shehid Olof Eid Echot Sheshoch HaShol Eke Heger Vihuma Tchishen because my shita is that aloha of komokim shemina tiradach al kishnayim applies to idach dem bison as well. So merely the sheikh had the one who in effect testified that he was sheikh properly. So he had credibility of two, Now, when somebody else comes and says, you didn't shecht it properly, he has only credibility of one, so in Dvor Shal Echod, Bimokim Shnai, Yidechod Bakho Shal Afko, Vohid Atzmei Mut Alechel Mikam Lahabo. In other words, but this aid, so from this behemoth, he cannot shecht, because Shavin Afshetich Adisure, how can this aid eat from this behemoth? But, let's say, the same shechet, against whom this Idecho testified that he didn't shecht properly, he's going to shecht other behemoths, so even this aid will be allowed to eat. Why? But, after all, according to him, according to the testimony of this Idecho, this shechet was shechet improperly, so it's heitzit reifo mitachas yodeh, still he's allowed, so even though he's not allowed to eat of this specific shchite, because Shavya Nafshitir Nisure, but other shchites he's allowed to eat. He's allowed to eat. So the Barik says, because it's not shaykh to say Shavya Nafshitir Nisure, just because this aid testified that this shechet was shechet improperly. Because let's say that he was shechet improperly, but if he does shuve, so he's already capable of shechting. So b'meile, we don't say Shavya Nafshitir Nisure. So the pashtus of that Marik is that here we cannot apply the aloche of Shavya Nafshitir Nisure. In other words, here we don't believe, we don't accept the testimony of the Idechot, because in Dvorav Shal Echot Mokim Shnai. So we accept the testimony of the Shochet that even this Shchite was done properly. But aloche Shavya Nafshitir Nisure, relative to oneself, one has nemones even when his testimony is in conflict with the testimony of 1,000 Kedim Shir. So that's the aloche. Shavya Nafshitir Nisure. Since this Idechot said that I saw that the Shechet made a Shia, made a Trose, made a Chlode in this behemoth, so maybe he's not allowed to eat of this behemoth. So one could argue, since he's not allowed to eat of this behemoth, because relative to himself, we accept the testimony of this aid, that the Shechet was Minabel, this behemoth, so maybe he shouldn't be allowed to eat of the other Shechetes of this Shechet either. So he says, no, it's not Shaykh to say Shavanav Shetel Nisure, because by saying that this behemoth was nishchet improperly, he did not say, in effect, that all the shchites of the shechet are nevel. Because let's say it will be established that he was shechet, that he was minabel. So if he'll do tshuve, he'll be able to shecht all the time. So b'mele, this aid did not assert upon himself the shchite, the other shchites of the shechet. That's all that the Marik says. But the Rambam deduced from this Marik that even if it was established that he was Eitzitrei for Pamachas, so we can continue eating the other Shchites of the same Shechet. So the Shach is Masik on this Rambam. This Marik has no bearing upon the case where it was established that the Shechet was Minabel once. The Marik only discusses the case where it wasn't established. But, and then it said, so this aid is not allowed to eat of that Shechete, but of other Shechetes he's allowed, of the same Shechet he's allowed to eat. So the Marik explains it, because since we say in Dvor Shal Echot Mokim Shnayim, so we accept the testimony of the Shechet, we don't accept the testimony of the aid. But we only accept it relative to himself, because he himself asked it. So he only asked it this behemoth, because he said in so many words, this behemoth is the veilah. But the other behemoth, that this sheikhet will shech in the future, this aid didn't say that it's the veilah. So mainly there is no shavna shetech in Yisure. Masheimke, if let's say it will become established that a certain sheikhet was minabil once, so Mele he loses his cheskes kashres, and then he is choshud to be minabel. So why does the Rambo say, "Mi sheshochad veitzitrei vo pamachas mitam siyodim liyuzem ikach mutolach lacha kei mishchuto ase"? So the Shach is chelik on the Rambo's day. He is chelik on Rambo's day. The Shach in Sif Yudal. All right. Now muel itov sheshochad afilu nishba sheshochad b'saki yofe einu nemu. And this also involves a very big chiddush. He says that in Mumalitiov that was Sheikhit אפילו נשבע ששוחד בסכין יופי, is אלינם. Now, what the Bais Yosef says, and especially the way the Taz understood the Bais Yosef, is very strange. Now, let's see Taz, see what he says. אלינם תקרא חושד על השווה, דום מושבה ועמד מעשין היו, על השחית. Now, the halacha is that if someone is a vasit naveres, he's a choshud, so he's only choshud alaysi dover. That means, if somebody was a ver on the Isar of Shue, so he's not never in the Shue. If someone is a ver on the Isar of the Vele, so he has no nemones in Shri. So a choshud alaysi dover, we don't really mean it. But if somebody is choshud, let's say, Anchil Yontev, so he's still nemon and Shri. Because he is not a choshut in that Indian. A choshut alay sidobo, so he don't even mean a bay sidobo, but bidobar acher. He is don't even mean it. He is don't mean it. Now, here we have a mumalit job. So he is addicted to which is there? Of kol nivelo lo yisachel. That is the aver in which is to which is addicted. So he should have no, but, so he has no nemones in shchit. But, the Mechaba says that not only he doesn't have nemones in Shchite, even if he takes his Shvue. Now, we never saw him violate a Shvue. So, why should we be chesed him that he blessed his war falsely? But after all, he's only choshed on that Avere. Now, the Issa of Lesir with Mila Shokyar is not the same Avere as Lesir Chukon Nevelo. And he is a choshud only on the Lesichol Konevelo, so let him be choshud on that love, but not on the Yisar of the Sishbu Bishmila Shok. So the Bais Yosef explains it in a seemingly very strange way. He says that he is already a choshud on the Yisar of Shvui also. Why? Because every Jew is Mushbevei Midmar Sinai and the Mitzvah Satorah. So if somebody, let's say, was Ever on the Issa of the Vele, so that means he was also Ever on the Shvue Mar Sinai. So what does that mean? What does that mean? That every time you are Ever in Mitzvah of the Torah, you are also Ever the love of Lesish B'Shmila Shokia. That's a very big Chiddush. Milom Shaman. So then it should follow that when one, let's say, fails to put on tefillin one day, or any Mitzvah of the Torah, or to eat Matzah Pesach night, or to eat in the Sukkah, now he's a Mushbevei mit Mar Sinai and all the mitzvahs at all. So that means that in view of the fact that he was a Jew Mihar Sinai, to eat matzah and not to fail to eat matzah, that he was even able to receive from Hashokah. But this is how it's mashma. In an emon dichochoshed al Hashvui, dicho Mushbevei mit Mar Sinai hu al Hashchiti. Kein kosa besyose b'shem elmeid v'teimeli. But Alochi is that the Choshud is not Nemun Al Isidobo, but Al Dovor Acher is Nemun. Now, he is only Choshud and the Vele, but he was never seen violating his Shvue or swearing falsely. So why isn't he Nemun when he swears that he was Sheikhed Misak in Yofi? The answer is because he's a Choshud. But he's only a Choshud. He's only a choshud in Veiles, not in Shvue Sheker. So Bais Yosef says, no, since he's Mushbe, Mar Sinai, not to eat Veiles, so if he eats Veiles, so he's not only Iver, the Yisra of the Veile, he's even the Yisra of Shvue too. So then so why does the Shulchan Aruch say that only certain Averes you become Poseleides or Shvue? Averes Sheish B'Malkes, but Averes Sheish B'Malkes, you don't become possible Shvue or Leides. Let's say somebody who talks Lashon Hora, he's kosher Shvue. But Lashon Hora, there is no Malkes for it, but it's a love that I say. So he's Mushbe Mar Sinai. So he was Eivir, the love of Shvue as well. So you should be a Choshno Adobol, you don't mean it. So obviously, the Pshat is not that Aflo Nishba, Sheshoch, Misak, Yofein, and Emon, because since one is Mushbe Mar Sinai, since one is mujpe b'har Sinai, so Mimele is Eivea. So Mimele is Eivea the love. So he's Eivea the love of the Sijur Shul HaShokhya. But the Pshat apparently is, in other words, that if someone, but that now that could be explained. I mean, in other words, that since it's a halacha of choshut, so since it's a halacha of choshut, now the Gro explains it that way. So in other words, so if someone, when we say choshut al adova, loydonev lemide, it doesn't mean dafke that he's choshut only on that avere that he was able, of which he's guilty. It means, after all, what difference does it make to a Jew whether he's able this Yisra or that Yisra? I mean, if he has Yir Shamayim, so he will not be able any Yisra. And if he doesn't have Yir Shamayim, so just as he is ready to violate one Yisra in order to gratify his appetites, his tyrus, so he is ready, he's capable of being given another Yisra in order to gratify his avers. So, in other words, so we say that if someone is a mumalitov, so what does it mean, mumalitov? And this is how the Gro explains it. What does it mean, someone is a mumalitov? Mumalitov means that he actually is concerned on the Yisra of the veil. He's very much concerned. He is. He has an element of Yerushalayim in his heart. But he cannot overcome his temptation. In other words, if he's faced with that, or with that dilemma of either gratifying his appetites, of eating the veil that he likes, he enjoys, so or just resist the temptation, so he cannot resist the temptation. He succumbs to temptation. So Mimele, so just as we see that this person, now he wouldn't be eating Nevela just like that, but he's ready to behave the love of Nevela in order to gratify his appetites, his desire, his tyrus. So Mimele, so he's choshut that the same temptation can impel him to behave the Yisra of Shvashaka too. Because what difference does it make to him? I mean, what difference does it make to him? Whether it's this Yisra or that Yisra, he knows that the Yisra of Nevele is a love device. And still, he's ready to do it in order to gratify his title. So, he's capable of violating another Yisra also, if he will be impelled by the same title, by the same temptation. Now, this is what the Gro says. Ayin Rashbo, Ostes, Ayin Rashbo Sheikhia Berayes Trukis. Vitzorchim, he's not Masik on the din of the Rashbo. Vitzorchim, Hale Gimore Aruchai, Bifere Gimel di Sanedri, the Mumarech on the Villas Litovain, the Divre Hakil Post, who pleaded with Mumarech on the Villas Lachis. So there is a machlekes between Rab, between Abai and Rove, as to whether a Mumarech on the Villas Lachis is kosher. Is kosher ladies or not kosher ladies? So Abai, this is one of the Yalkigam. And here we pass like Abai, that Mumarech Nevilis Lahachis is kosher ladies. Why? Because he's a Rosh. There is a Lafshe Yishbe Malkis. But according to Rove, there is no Psul Eides for any Avere for which there is Malkis. The only Psul Eides that there is, according to Rove, is only Rosh Lechomos. What does a Rosh Lechomos mean? Rosh Lechomos means a Ganef, a Gazlen. Someone who takes away, who is dishonest, who takes away the moment of others, shaloi kedin, that's a Rosh Chomos. He is postulated, according to Rabbi. But someone who is not a Rosh Chomos, because the Torah says, Al Toshes eight Chomos, so only a Rosh Chomos is postulated. But someone who is not a Rosh Chomos, let's say someone who eats Nevelis Lachis, and many Rishonim point out that Lachis there doesn't mean Lachis Mamesh, because if Lachis Mamesh, so then he certainly poslaides. But it means in a makpit. So Mimele, according to Rove, someone who is not makpit to eat neveles, even though it's a lapshe yishvim malkes, so he's not poslaides. There is no psul of eroshe, not eroshe chomos. Only eroshe chomos is possible. Only eroshe chomos is possible. This is what Rove says. Still Rove is made that mumarech levilis liti oven is poslaides. So it's a strange thing. Mumarech levilis lahachis, not lahachis mamish, but in a makpid, so is poslaides, is koshalaides. But mumarech levilis liti oven is poslaides. So there are two pshat in Rishim. Some Rishim explain this din of Rove on the basis of Rosh Lechomos. Because Rosh Lechomos is chelik an abaye, and he holds that stam Rosh is not poslaides. Even a Rosh of an avere that involves malchus. But only Rosh Lechomos. So, what is Rosh Lechomos? So, one type of Rosh Lechomos is if he's ever an avere that involves lekichas momen acherim, like Anev, Gazlev, Alev, Ribis, lekiach sheichad, and so on. But then, the Asam Rishenim will say that any avere that a person does because of money makes him a Rosh Lechomos. So the Asam Rishenim will explain that the reason is why Rove says Mumar Yichol Nivelis Lahachis is Kosholeis. But Mumar Yichol Nivelis Lito'ovim is possible. Why is Lito'ovim worse than Lahachis? The answer is, if it's Lahachis in the Makbi, it is not a Rosh Lechomos. But if it's Lito'ovim, if like this he wouldn't eat Nivele, but he only eats Nivele in order to save money. Because Nivele is cheaper. So then, he does it Machmas Momen. So then he acquires a Chalishem Rosh Lechomos. In other words, Rosh Lechomos doesn't mean davke, an avere that involves, an avere that involves lekichas mamein, any avere that a person does because of money, so gives him a shem of Rosh Lechomos. This is how some Rishonim explain it. And then other Rishonim explain it, and the Bior Agro is in line with the shita of the other Rishonim. That Enoch Nami, that Rosh Lechomos is only one who is either avere of lekichas mamein, but an avere, if somebody is even avere because of mamein, that it doesn't give him a shem of Rosh Lechomos. But why is mumarech levilis litiovim poslaides? Whereas according to Rove, mumarech levilis lehachis is kosher. So it's not because of the psul of Rosh. Rosh, according to Rove, has to be Rosh Lechomos. Mumarech levilis litiovim is not a Rosh Lechomos, but because of the psul of Choshut. So in other words, since he is ready to eat nevele in order to gratify his appetites, his taimes, so he's capable of being given the iser of the sheker in order to gratify his appetites. Maybe somebody hired him and is paying him money in order to testify falsely. So like this, no Jew is a choshut, but this Jew we know that he wouldn't eat nevele just like that. But so yes, some Yerushalayim in him. In his heart. Still, in order to gratify his appetite, his taivis, he is ready to do that which he himself is particular. So Mimele, maybe he will be able to eat of the sheker also. So that's the pshat. This is how the Gemara explains it. Mumar litovim shishochet afunish b'shochem sakni yofe inenem. Mumar litovim shishochet bein oli v'atzma. V'yeshi mi sakni yofe v'shini yofe v'ima shebi yofe shochet nem. That's the din of the Rajbo, the two mentioned in the Rajbo. Vafilu in Nimtza Bosa Biyode, im yesh mumchim bi'i, on emon leima mumche shochad. Mumel lahachis, that means lahachis mamish. Afilu dobarech, oi shehu mumel lahachis kachovim, o lechalcha bepharesi, oi shehu mumel lecholatei reaf lechutz b'shtayim meilu, dine kevi kachovim. Now that's Rabbi Yeruchem's din. When we learned Chul, so we discussed it. Rabbi Yeruchem is medayik from the Gemore, mikem lehetze samumea, that besides a din of mumel chaterekule, in regard to ibn avizorim chasav faresye, there is a third mumel chaterekule. There is a third mumel chaterekule. So he's medayit from the Russian Gemara, the Rafei. Rafei omet alef. Mikem lekulchem, lehitzes amumah. Mi kem bekhaim kholakt, vi loy bumis, na beim lo vi yon shtem beim. Mi kan amu, mi kaben kompones un beshi soil, kin ich yaze mit mit chuk. Khutz na mum am nas yaim khaz avres. Hoku ve kash, amret mi kem lo kol khamayt ze samuna, vi od aton mi kaben kompones un beshi soil ve kash. Reishe mum lo khatre kol. Mi tsu se mum al davar akhor. Ey mi seife, khutz na mum am nas yaim khaz avres. Hay mum ari khadame, im mum khatre kol hay reish. Vi mum davar akhor akhot, kash mi tsu se lav. Hoku ma, khutz Mina mumel nas sayin khal sham fresi. So the Gemara is here implying that the Reisha discusses one type of Mulchatei Kule and the Seife discusses something else. Because if the Reisha, the Seife, reiterates the Reisha, so then there is no kasha. When the Gemara says, Hai mumel hechadome, im Mulchatei Kule, hai na Reisha. Hai na Reisha, what's wrong? No. So the price wouldn't repeat. So it's superfluous. So obviously, the Reisha is referenced to one type of Emumah, and the Seife is referenced to another type of Emumah. How does the Gemara explain the Seife? Chutz min ha-mumel nasayayin mechal shabbos faresia. So the Seife already mentions mechal shabbos faresia in la avadizor, nasayayin is avadizor. And the Reisha is something else, because the Gemara says, yam et mul chater kula hain reish. So obviously, besides mumel avadizor, and besides Mumel Chalsham Faresi, there is another Mumel Chalterikul. What is it? So Rabbi Yeruchem says, someone who is addicted to all Yisurim Shebateiro, to all Yisurim Shebateiro, other than Avlizor and Chalsham Faresi. He has to say other than Avlizor and Chalsham Faresi, because if it will include Avlizor and Chalsham Faresi, so maybe it's a Mumel Chalterikul on the score of Avlizor and the score of Chalsham Faresi. So, what does it mean? What does it mean? That he is a mumer all averes except Avizor Chavarese. That means he is even all Isur Arayes, he is Eveya, he is even the Isar Itziche, he is Eveya, the Isar of Achille Yikipar, he is Eveya, the Isar of Neveles of Trefes, he is the Eveya, the Isar of Shkotzim Uromosim, he is Eveya, the Isar of Mim Tomei, that's like Chazir and so on, he is Eveya, the Isar of Shatnes, he is Eveya, I mean the Isar of Chvole, he is Eveya, all Isar of Shabbateo. I mean, it's inconceivable. I mean, how could a person behave all these Surum Shabbateo? So it is a story of that Mumel Hachis who came before the rabbi and told him that he is, for a long time, he has been very particular about being either every Issa of the Torah. And he would like to know whether there is one Issa of the Torah that he failed to violate. Because after all, he's not such a... not such a big bucky as the Rav, so maybe the Rav can inform him of one Issa that he wasn't there yet. So the Rav told him, there is one Issa you won't there yet. Mabitas Mladas. So how is it possible? How is it possible? I mean that the person should behave here. Only so it is. Except Avrizore and Chilshav Evarez. I mean, how is it possible? And this is how Rabbi Yochem explains the Reish, because the Reish talks of Imun Chaterko. The Seife talks of another one. So too, he doesn't teach kotzim or mosim because nafshi shalodom kotzal. He doesn't pick up, you know, insects from the ground and eat them, not because of the insect against kotzim or mosim, because nafshi shalodom kotzal. Nafshi shalodom kotzal. He's not in the Isar Yitzchak because he feels that it's immoral to kill. Or he doesn't kill because he's afraid of the electric chair. I mean, but as far as the Isar of Lisi Yitzchak is concerned, he doesn't serve as a deterrent. So even though he's not a Mechal Shavu Varesye, and he's not an Ibn Abrizore, but if he's a Mumer of all Averes, in other words, he's so assimilated that he doesn't feel bound by any Isra in the Torah. There is not a single Isra in the Torah that deters him. But many things, many Isurim, that he's cautious in not violating them for other reasons. But the Isra of the Torah, the Isuri Torah, do not deter. So this is the Mumel Chater Kule of the Reish. But in Rambam we saw that what's the real Mumel Chater Kule? A Mishumet. And even, so then you'll say, if he's a Mishumet, that means he doesn't believe in the Torah. And he's made in another faith, so he's a mean. No. So the Rambam mentions an example of someone who embraces another faith because of career, because it's not good to be a Jew. And it's much better to be a Goy. So he's not a kefir, he's not a mean, but if he embraces another faith, a Mishumet, so he's a Mumel Chater Kule. He's the real Mumel Chater. He's the real Mumel Chater Kule. Ibn Abizore has a din of a Mumel Chater Kule. And you see that Ravonon helped that Ibn Abizore does not have a din of Mumel Chater Kule. But, and we don't pass like Ravonon. So it means that Ibn Abizore, who is not a Mishumet, also has a din. But he only has a din of a Mumel Chater Kule. But the real Mumel Chater Kule is a Mishumet. So where did the Rambam get that? From this Gemara in Chum. Now, the Ramor, I mean, the Mechaber mentions Rabbi Yeruchem Shiva. And, of course, it goes without saying that Rabbi Yeruchem would be made to the Rambam's din, that the Mishumed is the real Mumel Chater Kule. Because if we explain Rabbi Yeruchem the way we just said, that it doesn't mean, Chutz Mishtayim Ilu, that he is Mame Sheivir, Oli Surat Eire, Oli Surah Rayes, Boal Imei, Boal Bitei, Boal Kalosei, I mean, Boal Achisei, I mean, it's inconceivable, it's practically impossible. I mean, there's such a thing. So what does he mean? Chutz Mishtayim Eilu. He means that he doesn't care for any Israel. He doesn't care for any Israel. And if he'll be disposed to kill, so he'll kill. I mean, the Lisiyotzach will be no deterrent to him. And he'll be disposed to be Boalime. He will do it. This love of Elva Simcha Loisigale, will be no deterrent to him. So, and if he'll be disposed to each kotzim or mosim, so will each kotzim or mosim. I mean, the love of against kotzim or mosim will be no deterrent. So, he is a mumel chater kule. Why is he mumel chater kule? Because according to Rabbi Yeruchem, so the Rambam probably would not agree with Rabbi Yeruchem. According to Rabbi Yeruchem, so if somebody is not bound by any mitzvah of the Torah, so he's also like a mishumet. What is a mishumet? A mishumet is one who abandons the Torah. And if someone does not feel bound by any Israel at all, it's not a question of temptation. Because he wants to lead a pleasurable life without temptations. He just doesn't feel bound by any Israel at all. So he's like a Mishumet. So he's considered as if he officially abandoned the Torah. So this is the sheep. But of course, it goes without saying that the Mishumet Mamesh will certainly be a Mumel Chater Kule, called Rabbi Yochem. But Rabbi Yochem mentions a big chidesh, that even if he didn't embrace another faith, and even though he didn't officially say that he abandons the Torah, he's made his atzmi l'chol Yisrael. But if he just acts like a goy, and he doesn't feel bound by any of the mitzvahs at all, the mitzvahs at all don't exist for him. So then he's also like a mishumet. So he has a din of a mumel chater. Umi sheneicheshes b'shchite veichu neveles beloitiob aval pishe neisel hachis dinei kimumel hachis. Before I said that the Rosh does discuss this kind of a Mumerechon Mitzlachis. But this is not what the Torah is referenced to when he says Adini Ovi Orosa. But he does discuss this case. In other words, so the Bais Yosef is Midayik from the Roshon of the Rosh, from the Roshon of the Rosh, that if someone is a Mumer, is in a Makbid, in eating the Melee, in other words, not Lachis Mamish, but it's not Ritual. He just doesn't care. Even when he has kosher meat available, he is ready to eat the non-kosher meat. In a Makbid, so Shchitos is Nevel. Now, but the Bais Yosef is Midayik from the Roshon of the Rosh, that according to the Rosh, Shchitos is Nevel. Not because when he ain't a Makbid, so he has a din of a Mum al-Hachis, and a Mum al-Hachis is a din of a Min. I mean, in line with the Shita of the Perek HaBayis is the Ro. Because if that had been the reason, so the Rosh wouldn't limit it Dafke to any Makbid in the Veiles. How about any Makbid in Shatnes? How about any Makbid in Yomtev? How about any Makbid in any Yisa? And the Bais Yosef mentions the name of the Rosh only in regard to someone who is in a Cheshit B'Shchit. So then it's Shchitos in the Veile. But suppose someone is not Makbid for the Yisa of Shatnes. He doesn't care. Not with your. In other words, even when he has two jackets to put on, which are equally nice and equally attractive to him, so he doesn't mind putting on a jacket of Shabbos. So he's in a Makbid in Shabbos, but it's not Lachis Mamesh. So in regard to such a Mumer who is in a Makbid in Shabbos, the Rosh would say that he's Shchitosi is certainly Ksheo. I mean, he can even shech. The Rosh Shittah is not like the Rambam. So even with outsakim and bedixakim in Eisenle, so according to the Rosh, he'll be able to shech. So he says, but if, let's say, somebody will believe a shatnis lahachis mamesh spitefully, then according to the Rosh, shchitos will be nevele because he's kakim choldov. But if somebody will be in a makbit shatnis, so shchitos is kseiro. But if he'll be in a makbit in a vele, then shchitos will be in a vele. Why? Because the Torah says vizovachto. So vizovachto implies two things. One thing that vizovachto implies is that he has to be mitzuve anzvir. Let's say a goy is not mitzuve anzvir. And the other thing that vizovachto implies is that he has to be zoyer anzvir. He has to be Zoyer in Zviche. So Mumarech Levilis Litovim is Zoyer in Zviche. Because wherever his appetite is not affected, so then he'll be very Zoyer. He'll refrain from eating Nevele. As long as his appetites will not remain unsatisfied, so then he'll refrain from eating Nevele. But whenever it's a question of a temptation, so then he succumbs to temptation. So Mumarech Levilis Litovim is considered Zoya Mizrich. So Mashayim Kein is considered Zoya Mizrich. But Mumer Linveles, any Makbid, he is considered any Zoya. So he's not a Bazvich. Mashayim Kein in a Makbid in Shatnes. So then he's certainly a Bazvir. Right. Mumer Lechon Mishor Averes in Tzorich Livdich Lissak. Ula Rambam Tzorich. Vidavke be Mumer Al Averes. Avu Mishu Posel. Leidiz Bavir Maveres Shal Teiro. In Tzorich Livdich Lissak. In Afil La Rambam. So in other words, Miu Im Posel Leidiz. Mishu Mishoch Neveles. Avu Pishin Mumer Lekach. Ki Mishu Choshet Lechon Neveles. Dinei Ki Mumer Lekach. Now this is in other words, so the Bais Yosef says that even according to the Rambam, who says that in Mumer Lishor Averes, not Dafke Averes, he cannot share and is necessary to be Bedik Sakim in Eisen Lei, but there is still a distinction between Mumer Averes and Mumer Lishor Averes. Because Mumer Lishor Averes, only if he's addicted, and addicted means, some of the Nisikilim say that addicted doesn't mean even three times, it means addicted means that he's completely addicted. He does it all the time. Even though it's little. But he does it all the time. So what does it mean, addicted? Addicted means Some of the Nesikilim say that according to the Rambam, so a mumel li shor averes, let's say mumel li shatnes or whatever. So he cannot shecht. He's very exactly nesnolei only if he's addicted to it. And what does it mean addicted? Even if he was eager 10 times, but if every time he's presented with an opportunity of being eager and that an avere, he has a conflict. He has a conflict. There are certain people. So when they are faced with temptation, they have a conflict. So even though most of the time they succumb to temptation, but as long as he has a conflict, so he's not considered a mumer. He's not considered a mumer. Who is considered a mumer? Lishor Averes, in other words, if he trained himself so much in the Teorum that he doesn't even have a conflict. He does it, you know, it's a routine thing for him. So that kind of a mumer Lishor Averes, that kind of a mumer Lishor Averes, so it requires Bikasaki. But in regard to Nevele, so it doesn't make any difference whether he's addicted. It's not even necessary that he should be Eva 3 times. As long as he was Eva once, so the Mele is a choshut. So we require Bikasaki. So this is what he says. Miu in the aval pishin mumalekach. Choshut lechol. And with that distinction, we can answer the kashi of Mishel Ovdu and Nignu Buloi Gdoyov. So the machleke is between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisi Aglili, whether so in the case of Ashpa Shebebayis, I mean Bishuk, not Ashpa. So, but even Nignivu. So the question is Nignivu, so Iganev did it. So he's a mumel, Bidovarechot. So how can we rely on Ishchite? So the answer is Nidnivo. So we not only know that he stole. We only know that he stole, but it doesn't mean that he's addicted to gnevi. It doesn't mean that he's addicted to gnevi. And even let's say now we mention in the case of Rev Gam Yisrael. So if it's a case of Rev Gam Yisrael, so there it is. If it's a case of Rev Gam Yisrael, so is a professional ganef too? I mean, so we could say that Rev Gam Yisrael, when Rishayim speak of Rev Gam Yisrael, they do not mean, you know, the way when we say ganovim. So whom do we have in mind? We don't mean someone who was nichshol in neve. Such a person we wouldn't call a ganef. When we speak of ganovim, we mean professional ganef. Who do it constantly. But when the Rishonim say Reb Gambi Yisrael, so then it's Muter, and then Motsu. So if in the city is Reb Gambi Yisrael, so Muter Lechem Shchito say, so now according to the Rambam, so true that even according to the Rambam, so he's only a choshud if he's addicted. But if it's Reb Gambi Yisrael, so that means that most of the professional Ganovim are Jews. So it's muta in such case, but if most of the professional ganovim are Jews, so then he's choshut, he's choshut l'nabil, so you could say that Rev Gam Yisrael doesn't mean Rev Gam Yisrael professional ganovim, that the rov of the professional ganovim. It means rov of those who are nichshol sometimes in Neve Yisrael, but there are no professional ganovim. But that will involve a little bit of a deichak, because the usual pshat in Rev Gam Yisrael means that in the rov of the professional ganovim in the city are Yisraeli. So then it's muta lechem shutosei. But according to the Rambam, why is it muta lechem shutosei? But if we say that muma means someone who is addicted and he's always there and he doesn't even have a conflict. I mean, that Issa doesn't exist. So, Mele, Reb Gam Yisrael, there are certain Ganovim who are Ganovim professionally, but still, every time they do that, so they have a conflict. So, in such a case, so the Rambam would be made that he doesn't require Tikasaki. All right. So mi un pas leides mishu shekh le vela safal pishin mumal lekach. Kim mishu khoshet le akhle vela is dine kim mumal lekach. Mumal le all is dine kim mumal aver acht. wie meine Jorgen und nicht mehr sie auch machen was Mille, habe ich geschoh Israel Kosch. Kusi o idne dine ke vikhobi. Zduki bei Susi, im anem shokh machatzoli ko bei Susi, tamil ad tigne si sekhi. Shi yoshot ta besro, im manin teo shi baope. Shkhitos na sora, ki shokh tu vakhir min mukabel, vi gam bot kol em sak. Mosa dine ke mumer u shkhitos ipsor. Vi yesh machshir. Now, so there is a machlekes between the taz and the shach. So there are two days in regard to Moser. So with the first lashon, one lashon is machshir that the shchite is ksher, and then the first lashon is that the shchite is psul. So the shach says the shchite is psul. It means Moser dine kimul chalater kolay keinu kimumal chalater kolay. So it's like mechal shabbat fares keinu bago esal pesek b'shem rabbi yitzchok yozurua umevi da kimeish. So that the pshat of the Raj of the Shach we understand very well. Because Moser, so according to the first Shite, the Agoy Salfese, so he has a din of a Mumu Chater Kule. After all, we see that in Moser is Merino Emailin, even though Merino Emailin has nothing to do, does not necessarily have to do with Mumu Chater Kule. Michal Shabi Faresi is certainly Mumu Chater Kule. And Michal Shabi Faresi is Mailin Veloy Merini. So, but we see that Moser is Gorua. Then is a more serious Roshe than other Rishoy. Moser. So Memele, that once the certain Rishayim who say that he has a din of imum al chater kule. This is the shach's pshat. The Taz says Moser dinei kimumea hayne kimumea litov. The real. Now the question is this: how can we explain this Ramor according to the Taz? The Ramor mentions two days. Moser dinei kimumea roshchitos ipsur v'yesh machshir. So bishleim, if we explain it like the shach, then the first lashon that says Moser dinei kimumer means kimumer chater kule, and even if achirin reini say in beit kinsaki, so shchitos yasura because ikakum chol davo. So then you understand that the other shita holds no. Moser is mechidin lemailin. Moser is gorua, is much gorua than the mechal shabbat faresye, because mechal shabbat faresye there is a chiyuv of atzole. Moser there is no chiyuv of atzole. But as far as mumer chater kule is concerned, so on the contrary, so mechal shabbat faresye is a mumer chater kule. And Moser is not a mumu chater kule. One has nothing to do with the other. But according to the Taz, that Moser, the first lashon in Ramo, Moser dinei kimumea means kimumea litovim. Now what does it mean kimumea litovim? Kimumea litovim what? Neveles? He's not an eichel neveles? How can we say that he's an eichel neveles? So it means that Moser dinei kimumea ushchitos ipsulo means he has a din of a mumea litovim lishoradva. Not linveles. So then, how can then the Ramor continue and say v'yesh machshirin? So in other words, if the first lush, when he says Moser dinei kimumer, he means kimumer litiov, litovar echot. So then it's kimumer litiov in lishor advar, not linveles, because he is not addicted to linveles. So lishor advar. So it's in line with the shitas Ramba. It's in line with the shitas Ramba. So what did he say? V'yesh machshirin? He means drishenim u'achirik and the Rambam? So then it's something else. So it's not a shayla in Moser. And then, what kind of a chiddush is it? Moser dinei kimumer u'shitos ipsulo, according to the Rambam? That any avere shatnes, any avere chilyontev shatnes, any avere. So he's been exactly in Eisnilei. So of course, why should Moser be better than a levi shatnes? So I mean, so it doesn't even make sense. So what does the Taz mean? So we have to say, so obviously, when even according to the Taz, when he says Moser dinei kimumer u'shitos ipsulo, he doesn't mean that this follows the Shitas Rambam, that the mumer l'shor dvorim, so he's been exactly in this way. He means, because the Agoy Salfese does not agree with the Shitas Rambam. So mumer l'dvorim l'shor dvorim, he's not a choshit in the veil. But, ligabi Moserism, he's made. Ligabi Moserism made. In other words, that if he's such a Roshi, that he was able to be Maser, to be Meisech Haveri Yisroel Akum, so then he is Choshut, Linavertu. So even though the Agoyes Alphese is Chilikan and the Shiras Rambam, that's in regard to all other Averes. So just because someone is Rogil in the Yisr of Shatnes, it doesn't mean that he is Choshut and Averi. Mashinkin, if he's rogil in Misire, if he's a Moser, then he's choshud and vele, he's choshud and everything. So, v'yesh machshirin, yesh machshirin, because both shittes do not accept the shittes Rambam, l'gabei mumer l'shor advar. So that's the machlekes. But not that the Taz means that the first lashon of Mos Adinei Kimumer, he means Kimumer l'tov l'shor advar. And it's like the Rambam shittin. Alright, Hisru Apostle Mishrei, become a kosher, or she is a kosher, become a apostle psur. A medal amur, she is a apostle, become a she is in a veil. Give me vision, give me a conic. Aber in Hisru Apostle, be hotikon, yes, hotikon a pogum is kosher, become a kosher shay. Hoy is all apostle, yes, Mishaki Mishaik in psur. Vinzo Klima in Kolecho Takine Biodi. Shritas cave psur. Here's a ruav who be the sefter ishru. So in other words, that's it is sefter, is a vachto. Viloy she is become a leo, is a vachto, viloy she is a frako. Vizovachto viloi viloi she zofraki. חוסר בראש על זה, ואין דברים של טעם. שייזיה כשיקרו איזה של ייחל מה שזה ביה בסיר בייסי. So in other words, that פוסיק deals with תקחי וסעקו. What is the זה ביה חלב ונזורה. So that's the איסר. That's the איסר of תקחי וס או תקחי וסעקו. As a matter of fact, the שיטס הרמב״ם is that the love of lo yidobik biot chamun men achirem, or which means avirizore, or lisovit eimel bisech. So there are two love that forbid ne hanoye from avirizore, because avirizore is chirem, and lisovit eimel bisech. Lisovit eimel bisech means hanoye. So the Rambam says that these two love apply not only to avirizore itself. They apply to Avrizore, and they apply to Tashmish Avrizore, and they apply to Tikrivis Avrizore. The Ramban is Chilik, and the Ramban says that the two Lavim of the Soviet Evil Bisecho and Lidobi Gotramun Nachirem apply only to Avrizore itself, the idol that is worshipped by the Avrizore. Tashmish Avrizore, that comes within the love of Lisachmid in Ekev, Lisachmid Kesevizov Aleim. But in case of Mizovalim, the tzipuim that they made, you know, for the Avrizore, the Stashmish Avrizore, these tzipuim were not worshipped, but they were put on as the decorations, you know, as tzipuim, as Stashmish Avrizore. And Tikrevis Avrizore, so does not even come with any love. But that's a Nisarese. We call Och Vachalto Mizifre. So, Memele. So this is what the Rosh is saying. She hits her, 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 she hits her. Ela tav dixiv, vizo vachto veochalto. Eise ishi u bar zviche, echoy mizifu. One who is a bar zviche. Now what does it mean? where in the Nakum, a goy is not a Bazviche. So, what does it mean, a Nakum is not a goy, is not a Bazviche? So, most of the poskim explain the Shittas HaRosh that because a Nakum is not Muzer al Zviche. He's not Muzer al Zviche. Because of that, there's the Kashe, a cotton should not, Shittas shouldn't be Ksheiro either. And the Levush, I mean, we had it in the Simen Aleph. So the Levush says that that if he cotton shechts, if he cotton shechts, so it's not ksheiro because it's not a bazviche. But that Levush is very difficult. So why is it ksheiro if achirin reine is someone of shech? If he cotton is not a bazviche, so why is it ksheiro and achirin reine is so? Pishlei melikabi get. So the Rambam Yehuda says that since the Baal affects the Lishmo, so when the Baal, when a god lives in mital gabov of the cotton does the mechanical act of riding, but the Lishmo is affected by the godly mital gabov, because they are the Baal, through his shliches, through his sivu, so affects the Lishmo. So mele, if the Baal is mitzave the godl, if the Baal appoints the godly mital gabov as a shliach, so then the Lishmo is affected through the godly mital gabov. But Shchiti is a simple act. So Mele, if a cotton is not a Bazviche, so why is Shchitosik Sheiro if Achirin Mimel Gabov? So that Levush is very difficult, very difficult. But the answer is that a cotton, so the simple answer is that a cotton is a Bazviche, even though cotton Echol Nevele is in Bezden Mitzuvim Lafrisei, but you're not allowed to be Midraisi, you're not allowed to be Misapi B'yadayim. So that means when a cotton eats Nevele, it's a Maisa Avera, but the Torah was not makpid and the Maisa Averas of Ktani. But it's a simple act, so a cotton is also Shayach in the Yisuri Torah. Only the Torah is not makpid and is Potter of Onshin, and it seems that he's not even Muzer. He's not even Muzer and the Yisera, but in Maisa Avera it is. He's a Yisroel. So in Maisa Avera it is. So when a goy eats nevele, it's not a maisa vele, it's like a Jew eat drinking water. So mele, a goy has no shayches with the iser of nevele, but the cotton has a shayches. It's potter of onshin. A maisa vele it is. So mele is a bazviche. So anyway, this is how most poskim explain the shit of the Rosh, that a goy is not a bazviche, oisei shu bazviche, because only one who is shayach, who is nitztave an zviche. A cotton is also nitztave because it's a maisa avere. So, but a goy has no shayches with the din of zavachto, so he's not a bazviche. But the prichodosh, he says that the pshat in zavachto is because the Torah addresses itself to Jews with zavachto. Thou shalt slaughter. What do you mean thou? Who is the thou? The thou, that's in Yisroel. So we are mimayitanak. Mimayitanak. Now, he says, כל שני בעזביך עדיין שנחיש בלכה שחיתה, לא מהנה אפילו כשהוא ישראל, לא מהנה אחרים ראי. וכבור כוסה בסימן זה לכמון, די יש מחליקס בדין זה בין הראש והרן. די הרן מכשיר בזה באחרים ראי, וקיים לו כראש די איסר. וכמישי כוסה בהגויה בסימן זה ספי. So, אבל יפ שלם הכי. די הרי הרש בו מי ופרש רי שהוא כראש, משיקוסו בסיוסף, ואף להוכם מכשיר במום על ההחיס, ואחרים ראי, אלא הכל חוך, וגם הוא מקרה בסביכה, כי משאר קופונים נצטלו בסביכה. So, first he says, and many say that that's enough to mean it, whether we learn it out from Zavachto, or we learn it out from the posik, we call it Ochalto Mizifrei, as the Rambam says. If we learn it out from the posik, we call it Ochalto Mizifrei, then all the Torah says is that a goy is nismayit. An akum is nismayit. Nismayit. But a Jew is not nismayit, even a Jew who is not makpit on the Yisar Nivele. Of course, it's needless to mention that a mumarech on Vilas Lit Oven, so if achirin reine, I mean if we are beating the sakin, So we have no choshe, maybe he was sheichet with his sakin pogum, so then she doesn't share. Because a mumarech on the list is considered to be a barzviche, not only a barzviche in the sense that he is mitzuve, a barzviche in the sense that he cares for the self-shnevele. But he succumbs to temptation. Whenever it is necessary for him to violate the love of the seichel kol nevelo in order to gratify his appetites, his taivis, for nevelo's treves, he does it. But wherever it's not in conflict with his taivis, with his temptations, his appetites, so then he's oya. So mainly a mumer echonvelis litovim is certainly a bazviche. But a mumer who is not makpid, not lahachis mamish, but who is not makpid, so he is not a barzviche, because barzviche implies two things. Number one, that he should be mitzuveh an zviche, and number two, that he should be a zoya in the isan veil, in zviche. But in mumarich al veil, to open is considered zoya to a certain extent. It's only he cannot control himself, he cannot overcome his temptation, his appetites. But wherever the appetites are not whenever it's not in conflict with them, it's taibes. So he's oya. So he certainly considered a barzviche. But any makbid is considered an any barzviche. So according to the Roshna, that we learn out from the Vachtu, he has to be barzviche. Barzviche implies not only that he has to be nitztave an zviche, he has to be makbid an zviche as well. So memele a mumer sheini makbid b'shchite is possible in the raise to shech. But according to the Rambam, that we learn it out from the call of a chaltam zifre, it's only an akum is mismayit. But a Yisrael is not mismayit. So then he says, then he rejects that naftimine between the Rosh Shite and the Rambam Shite. So he says, no. Now, and then he himself mentions that the Rosh Assets. Avol yef shalemake. So he says that this is enough kibine. Sharei darei yo rajbo. Mevi pirishri. Shehu kirosh. Mushikosel bes yosef. Vafiloche. Machshir bimum el hachis bachirim rei. El al kokoch. Digamhu mikre barzviche. Kim shal koponim nitztave bizviche. Kim shal koponim nitztave bizviche. So in other words, so it's not that this nafkimine is no nafkimine, because he himself mentions that there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Ran as to whether a mumer eichon nivele sheini makpid b'shchite, whether shchitosi yikshei or not. The Ran says that shchitosi yikshei, and the Rosh says that shchitosi yipsula midrais. So we cannot say. So he said at first the nafkimine between the Rambam stam and the Rosh stam is in regard to eine makpid, and then he says no eine. Why? Because the Rajbo agrees with the Tam of the Deri, in other words, that an Akum is nismayit because of the Vachto, not with the Tam of the Rambam, that an Akum is nismayit because we call it Achaltam is Yifrei, and still the Rajbo says, not only that in Mumarech Levele, Sheini Makpitz, Ishchit is Ksheiro, Yivachir in Israel, Nason, but even Ilahachis Mamesh is Ksheiro. But the Rajbo agrees with the Shite of the Rosh and the Ri, that an akum is nismayit from the vachto. So the reason is why an akum cannot shecht is because he's not a barzviche. And still he says that not only a nimakpit is kosher lishchite, if achin reineson, even lachis mamesh. So we cannot mention this is an afkimine. So what does it mean, we cannot mention this is an afkimine? We cannot mention, the taz means, we cannot mention this is an afkimine according to all reshedim between the time of Barzviche and the time of the Vachto and the time we call of Achaltam Zifrei. Because according to the Rajbo and according to the Ran, so they agree that with the Shita of the Rosh and the Ri, that the reasons why Akum is possibly Shreit is because he is not a Barzviche, and still they say that in the Makbid is kosher. And the Rajbo says even Lachis Mamesh is kosher. So mainly it cannot be mentioned as a nafkemine according to all the Rishonim. But according to the Rosh himself, it certainly can be mentioned as a nafkemine. Because the Rosh it is, that the Eini Makbid b'shchite, so shchitosi yipsula midraisin. Shchitosi yipsula midraisin. But it cannot be mentioned as a nafkemine according to all according to all Rishayim. Now, as a matter of fact, we can say, as the Prichodus says, that the reason as to why the Rajbo holds that not only a Mumarech Nevelis in the Makbid Bishrit Eishchdos Eichshei Roi Vachir Venison, but even Lachis Mamesh is be, even though the Rajbo agrees with the Ri, that the Akum is Nismayit from Shrite because of his Avachto. Because the Rajbo, while the Rajbo holds that the Akum is Nismayit Mishrite because of Zavachto, but he holds that the Pshat of Zavachto is not, the Zavachto implies he has to be Bar Zviche, so he has to be Nitztav al Shrite, and that's the reason as to why an Akum is possibly Shrite. No, he agrees with the Ri that the Akum is Nismayit from Shrite because of Zavachto, but the Pshat of Zavachto is not Bar Zviche. Pshat of Zavachto is as the Prichodosh says, because the, when the Torah says Zavachto, the Torah addresses itself to the Jew, to the Yisrael, Vizavachto, thou will be able to slaughter. What thou? It means Yisrael, but not Enochi. So Mimele, there is no aloche of Barzviche, there's aloche, a mute of Akum, of Enochi. So Yisrael that is not Makbid. So he is a Yisrael. And even, and according to the Rajbo, so even Lachis Mamesh, but other Rishayim, Machilik and the Rajbo, and they hold that Lachis Mamesh is a mean, so a mean is, he has a deal of Kakum Chodvorov, so he has the Psulim of a non Yisrael, of an Akum, of a Nochri. But in Ochname, we can say that from the point of view of Bazvich, if we say that an Akum is Nismayit, not because Vizavachto has reference to Yisrael, but Vizavachto implies that there has to be a Bar Zviche. So not only does it mimayit Akum, who is not Nitztava al Zviche, but he is mimayit one who is not Makri Bishchite also. Alright. So then, anyway, so the Taz says that this Nafkimine is not a Nafkimine according to Origeni. So what nafkemine would be a nafkemine according to everyone? So we need the nafkemine ben peyush Rambam liri v'rosh. The Rambam having a taste of muta. Kim shiyotzo michlal de rabono. Michlal am. We have a gavikos vatu b'shima Rambam. Also having a taste of haini min rabono. Moshe kosev b'siyosef di gedar gotru. I mean that loshni. It's not b'siyosef, it's the loshni Rambam gedar gotru. Gedar gotru gotru b'rabono. Aber wir rosh viri os mit der tensh va fil mit der ro. So that's the shite of the Taz drama. Actually it's two yes I mentioned last time. It's two your soyes in Rambam. Now the posik Pentiches bris liyeshivoretz vizonu achrei aleihem vizofchu aleihem v'koloch v'chaltom zifrei. So the Rambam says that v'chaltom zifrei is reference not to shchitas akum, but to shchitas avlizore. Tikrei v'z avlizore. Why? Because the Torah says vizofchu aleihem. The Rambam holds no. But one thing the Rambam cannot deny that this posik deals not with a goy who is a non-pagan. The posik certainly deals with the pagan goy. Vizon lachri aleheyem, vizofchul aleheyem. So in this posik, only a pagan nochri is mentioned. So memele the iser v'ochalto mizifrei that shchitas akum is asuro. So it's not shchitas goy is asuro. Shchitas imit kechovi. As a matter of fact, akum means imit kechovi. Only we have a confusion because of the censorship. So many times when it was mentioned goy, so the censor substituted akum. But akum means mitchovim. Akum doesn't mean goy. Akum means a pagan. So this posik has reference only to a mitchovim. But a gateshov, and gateshov doesn't mean here dafki gateshov. Let's say you see in other places where gateshov is mentioned in contrast to a mitchovim. So it means one who is mikayim all the zaymits in neach. All the zaymits in neach. Suppose someone is not a pay, he doesn't worship idols, but he's mikala arayis, he's a ganef, he's a gazlan, he's a ritzeach. So he's not a Getesha. Getesha means one who is Mikayim Zay Mitzvah B'neach. Mashinkin here, so even, let's say, a Nochi, like Arafat, so he's certainly a pagan in the sense that he's even Zay Mitzvah B'neach, he's a Ritzeach and a Gazlan and everything, but according to the Taz, if he'll Shech, Shechitose will not be Asur, because he's not an Evil Avrizore. You see. So the Tashita is that according to the according if we learn out the if we are Mayit Akum from the Posik Mikol of Achaltam is Ifrei, so only an Evit Kichovim is Nismayit Midraise. But a Gatesha of any Goy who is not Evit Avrizore is not Nismayit. Mashenkin, if we learn it out from Zavachtos, of course, so Evit Eishov is also Nismayit. He's also Nismayit. But when the Rambam says that even Evit Eishov is possibly Shreit, that's only the Rambam. But there are two Yesoyes in the Rambam on that. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet Mechashchite Halacha Yud Alef and Halacha Yud Beis. Akum Sheshochat. Afal Pi Sheshochat Bifnei Yisrael Bisakin Yofe Vafilo Yokoton Shchitos In Evele Vileike Lachiloso Min Atere Shenema Vikor Lecho Vochalto Mizifrei Miacha Shehizia Shemo Yechal Mizifrei Ato Lomeit Shezifrei Yoseh Vein Yidei Meli Yisrael Shein Yidei Ahil Cheshchite Shein Yidei Ahil Cheshchite וגדר גודל גודרו בדברו, שאפילו אקום, שנאי ודבלי זורא, שחיתו סי נבייל. שחיתו סי נבייל. So, this is the girsay we have, in פרידאו ודמר השחית הלוך ידוויז, וגדר גודל גודרו בדברו, שאפילו אקום, שנאי ודבלי זורא, שחיתו סי נבייל. So that's in accordance with the sheet of the Taz. But there's another girsay. וגד הגודל גודרו בדובו, שאפילו כוסי, שני ואבזור, not אקום. As a matter of fact, I mean, the term אקום is certainly an incorrect expression. So I'm sure that it was written in the text, it was written, שאפילו נוכרי שני ואבזור, because אקום, שני ואבזור, is a contradiction in terms. אקום means אבית כחובים. So what do you mean? אבית כחובים ומזולי, שאין אבית כחובים ומזולי. So it's because of the censorship. But